Hi everyone, welcome to the Read and Tell podcast. I'm your host, Isabella, and here I talk about all things books, sometimes life in general, and so much more. If you're ready to start this journey with me, keep on listening. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to episode number 10. I've been doing episodes every other week, and I'm going to do that from now on, because since I started like my college spring semester, it's been kind of hectic and I have other plans also that I am currently doing. So this is what works best for me right now. If I have more time in the future, I'm going to try to post one episode a week like I used to. But yeah, here we are. A new episode. Happy Thursday. I hope you're all having a great week and great start to the weekend, almost weekend. So for this episode, I thought it would be so cool to do like a live reaction of me researching books that are on Kindle Unlimited, because like I did this once before because I did a YouTube video on like Kindle Unlimited books, but I think there have been new additions, and it's so fun just reacting to some of the books, like my favorite books that are on Kindle Unlimited, and I didn't even know it. So I thought it would be great because I'm gonna do the work for you guys and you are gonna get some recommendations that are on Kindle Unlimited. So if you don't know what Kindle Unlimited is, it's basically a kind of like a subscription. So it's $9.99 every month that you pay, and you get free books that you can read from your Kindle or from your Kindle app, and then you return them. So I always try to encourage you guys that if you really like a book that you read on Kindle Unlimited, that you buy the book if you can, so you can support the author like directly through the author, you know? So I always try to do that if I really, really like a book that it's on Kindle Unlimited. But let's get to researching books that are on Kindle Unlimited. So I think the most like exciting new edition that Kindle Unlimited has is Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover. If you have Kindle Unlimited and you didn't know about this new edition, I was so shocked because I was not expecting Colleen Hoover to put her newest book on Kindle Unlimited, which is so cool. So yeah, if you didn't know, now you know. Reminders of Him is on Kindle Unlimited, and you guys, if you haven't read that book, you should go read it like right now. It's so freaking good. It's probably gonna break your heart, I'm not gonna lie, but at the same time, totally worth it. I am going to I already did a full review on my Instagram. If you want to go watch that. If you want to go read that on my Instagram. But basically, this is a kind of like a second chance. It's not only a romance, because like I read this book thinking that the book was going to be like a romance. And honestly, that's not the whole story at all. It does have a romance, but the whole story and the whole plot is just something else. So let's read the back of the book. So let's read the synopsis for Reminders of Him. So it says, after serving 5 years in prison for a tragic mistake, Kenna Rowan returns to the town where it all went wrong, hoping to reunite with her 4-year-old daughter. But the bridges Kenna burned are proving impossible to rebuild. Everyone in her daughter's life is determined to shut Kenna out, no matter how hard she works to prove herself. The only person who hasn't closed the door on her completely is Ledger Ward, a local bar owner and one of the few remaining links to Kenna's daughter. But if anyone were to discover how Ledger is slowly becoming an important part of Kenna's life, both would risk losing the trust of everyone important to them. The two form a connection despite the pressure surrounding them, but as their romance grows, so does the risk. Kenna must find a way to absolve the mistakes of her past in order to build a future out of hope and healing. It's just really, really heartbreaking, but it does have a happy ending, so the heartbreak is worth it. It's really just a story of this girl, Kenna, and how she's trying to reconnect with her daughter. She had her daughter while she was in prison, and the people that have her daughter now doesn't let, like, Kenna see her daughter. So that is the whole story. That's why it's so freaking heartbreaking. But at the end, it just all clicks, and you're gonna find out, like, why and everything. But it's really, really, really good, you guys. Okay, so I think I'm gonna section these books by their authors. So first, an author that I see here that has a lot of her books on Kindle Unlimited is Mariana Zapata, which I think is so awesome, because honestly, most of her books are really, really expensive. Obviously, it's because her books are really, like, chunky and very good quality and everything, but it's, in my opinion, it's really awesome that she puts her books on Kindle Unlimited. So let's get to the books that she has. So she has From Look Off With Love, which I've heard amazing things. She also has The Wall of Winnipeg and Me, which I do have, but I haven't read it yet. She also has Wait For It, that I've heard Steph Bohrer on YouTube talk so highly about. And obviously Larissa on TikTok. She loves Mariana Zapata. That's like her favorite author. Wait For It is also on Kindle Unlimited, which is awesome. The next is Hands Down, Under Lock, All Roads Lead Here, Luna and the Lie, Dear Erin, The Best Thing, Lingus, and I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. But those are a lot of her books. So if you're wondering, and if you want to read her books, this is a perfect opportunity, you guys. Let's go to the next author. So let's keep talking about Colleen Hoover, because since I was already talking about her book, the first book, Reminders of Him, she also has Regretting You on Kindle Unlimited, and Layla. And I think that's it. Yeah, she only has three books right now: Reminders of Him, Regretting You, and Layla. I don't know how you pronounce that correctly. But yeah, those are the books that she has right now. I think she switches her books up, the ones that are on Kindle Unlimited, so just so you know. Let's go to the next author, which is one of my favorite authors ever. You guys know this, Ella Mays. I love her writing so much. Her books are amazing, but I've only read two of her books, but she does have the, like, To Love Jason Thorne and To Hate Adam Connor on Kindle Unlimited, which is practically a duology, which is insane. So great. You guys need to read those books. Definitely my favorite one from that duology was To Hate Adam Connor, because it's a like enemies to lovers, and just the best enemies to lovers I've ever read. Definitely go read Ella Mays. She also has Marriage for One, which is very popular, and I haven't read that one yet, but I do have it. But she has her books on Kindle Unlimited, which is so cool. Okay, let's get to Lauren Asher, because you guys know that, well, if you follow me on my Instagram, I just posted a review for The Fine Print, which, you guys, I loved. It was so good. Like, I'm not even kidding. So incredibly good. I totally recommend that book. But she has the entire Dirtier series on Kindle Unlimited, which is insane. And she also has The Fine Print on Kindle Unlimited. Like, what? That is amazing. I am obsessed. I love her writing style. I love her writing. The kind of romance that she, like, writes, amazing, you guys. Okay, let's get to Penelope Douglas. I have to be honest, Penelope Douglas is not my, like, it's not one of my favorite authors, but I've read some of Penelope Douglas's books and I've loved some of them. So the ones that are on Kindle Unlimited, first, Punk 57, which I really, really liked, but it is a bully romance, so if you don't like that, don't read it. Then we have Birthday Girl, which is, oh my gosh, one of my favorite books ever. It's amazing. The spice is there, the couple, it's just very different, but definitely different in the best way possible. Credence, which I did not like. Not really. I did not like that book. The spice was there, but just the entire storyline was not my favorite at all. Also, there's the entire Devil's Night series, and I've heard amazing things about those books. So if you're wondering if you wanted to read those, now you can if you have Kindle Unlimited, which is so great. Okay, let's get to, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I just realized, oh my god, I literally just realized that Twisted Hate by Anna Huang comes out today when you're hearing this. Okay, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Anna Huang is one of my favorite authors ever. She has the Twisted series, which is a series of four books, and I've already read the first two, which is the first one, Twisted Love, the second one, Twisted Games, and literally today, Twisted Hate, which is the third book. Oh my gosh, that's insane. I'm gonna go read it now. But if you haven't read that series, it's a spicy series, very different tropes for each book, different couples for each book, but you guys are gonna thank me later. They're so good. I am so excited now. I just want to go read it. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, we have some fantasy books. So the first one that's here is Dance of Thieves. I have been wanting to read that book for so long, but I just don't know why I never got it. There's also this book that's called The Predator by Rooney, I think, that's been getting a lot of hype at the moment. So there's also Fable is really popular by Adrienne Young. There's also We Hunt the Flame and The Selection, that's really popular. Zodiac Academy, which is also really popular. The Furry Burn trilogy. Okay, this has nothing to do with Kindle Unlimited, but can we talk about the Percy Jackson news? Because I freaked out when I heard the news. Okay, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm literally gonna read this article from the internet, okay? The adaptation of Percy Jackson and the Olympians novels will be coming to Disney Plus as a live action series. Oh my gosh. Reportedly in 2023, like right around the corner. I feel like it's gonna be so quick. This year is gonna pass so quickly and we will have Percy Jackson series. Oh, I cannot believe that. I have watched those two movies so many times. It's not even funny. Honestly, so many times. I probably like know the script at this point. I honestly love those movies so much. So I just freaked out when I heard the news. But yeah, sorry, that had nothing to do with anything about Kindle Unlimited. But yeah, okay. There's also the Maid series by Daniel Lurie on Kindle Unlimited, but I don't really like the author, so I actually almost never recommend her books. I read the first one of the Maid series. It was good. Honestly, I liked it, but after the news, I was literally not in the mood to read those books, so I just never got around to it. Also, oh, okay, this is a very like popular series. The Ravenhood series by Kate Stewart. People love that series. And the three books are on Kindle Unlimited, so that is awesome. So the first book is Flock, then comes Exodus, and the third one is The Finish Line. I have seen so many people crying with this book, like crying, like bawling their eyes out. But they all say it's amazing. So I honestly have no idea what even the books are about, but people like them. So if you were wondering, now you can go read them. I'm seeing that Mia Sheridan has some of her books on Kindle Unlimited. So she has Travis, which is one of the book characters from Archer's Voice. I honestly hated Travis so much. I wanted to punch him in the face. It just pisses me off so much. Okay, there's also a book called Preston's Honor. I think she has like a very long series, but I honestly like don't know the order or anything, but she has a lot of her books on Kindle Unlimited. So if you want to go read some of her books, she has a lot of them. Talking About Percy Jackson is also on Kindle Unlimited. I cannot wait. I am so excited for that. Oh my gosh. Also, I get a lot of questions on like whether or not getting a Kindle is worth it, and I always say that if you're someone that there is honestly like so many reasons why people get Kindles. Honestly, I always say that Kindles are very convenient. Like, they are very, very convenient because first, if you're in a country where shipping or like buying books online is very expensive, getting a Kindle is going to be your best friend because you can literally read those books straight from that device and you don't need to wait. So that is very convenient. Also, Kindle like ebooks are way less expensive, and that is also, if you want to save money, that is also a great option. And overall, just people like reading straight from a Kindle, from like a little device, rather than holding the book. But that is just like different opinions, different preferences. You just need to see what you like. Personally, I got a Kindle when I could not like buy books, like physically buy books. So it really helped me to read books whenever and wherever I wanted. I also have the Kindle app on my phone, on my like computer, every device, and that also helps me read books whenever or wherever I want. So it really depends on your specific situation. I always say this. So personally, I do recommend Kindles, but are they like totally necessary? No. But if it would like benefit you, I would totally recommend you to get a Kindle. It is just very convenient, and some people actually even like it even more than reading straight from like a physical book. So just analyze your situation and see if you would like to get a Kindle just to try it out, or get the Kindle app. But yeah, I've been looking through the Kindle Unlimited books, and the ones that I mentioned are the books that I like would like to read or I would recommend. There are also other type of books here, like nonfiction. There is also magazines. If you like audiobooks, you can also like get the audiobooks. But I would say, overall, if you were thinking of getting Kindle Unlimited and you haven't read like most of the books that I mentioned today, I would really recommend like getting the subscription. And if you really like want to read from your Kindle or from your Kindle app, that is going to be so helpful. I think that is all for today's episode. I am so sorry. It's honestly been a mess of an episode. I had no idea what I wanted to record for this week, and I just got this idea, and I'm just sharing my opinions, my thoughts, and I'm talking with you guys today very randomly. I did not organize this episode at all, so I am so sorry that it is a bit all over the place, but whatever. I am here to chat and talk with you guys, and yeah, that is the entertainment for today. I hope you guys are enjoying your day. Remember that Twisted Hate came out today, so you can now read it. Let me know. You can DM me and tell me all about it. I am definitely going to read it today, probably. So I love you besties so much. I hope you stay and follow the podcast for more. I love you guys, and I will see you then. Bye.